Illinois Republicans are furiously searching for a U.S. Senate candidate to replace Republican primary winner Jack Ryan. He bowed out after allegations about his sex life were made public. Commentator Aaron Freeman is excited by talk of a Chicago sports figure entering the race.
Dear God, please, please, please let Mike Ditka be the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. If you do it, Lord, I will totally forgive you for what you did to our first Republican nominee, Jack Ryan. Now, I admit it was very funny that you sent a Republican politician down in flames because he wanted to have sex with his wife. But you got to admit, it was mean. Nonetheless, all is forgiven if you give us candidate Ditka. The truth is, Lord, our state needs Ditka to run because right now, nobody cares at all about Illinois Senate race because there's only one guy running, Barack Obama. And he's about the most politically correct candidate in the state's history. People who don't even know who he is just kind of like the idea of voting for a Harvard-educated Hawaiian African-American. But what is the sound of one politician debating? Lord, I know I speak for pundits, media outlets, and nightclub comics across the nation when I say that Senate candidate Ditka would be the greatest gift to American politics since you gave us the federal indictment. But I don't just want Ditka because I'm a comedian. Not solely for that reason. But he'd integrate easily into the Republican fold. There's already one Republican coach in the Congress. Former wrestling coach Dennis Hastert is an Illinois congressman and Speaker of the House. And Ditka has more national name recognition than former housing secretary and quarterback Jack Kemp. Besides, Ditka's ads for the Senate could run right alongside his ads for that erectile dysfunction cure. And look, Lord, I want to see Junior Senator Ditka give Senior Senator Dick Durbin a slap on his well-tailored derriere. I want a Senate debate that ends in a gang tackle. And also, Lord, now remember, when Ditka coached the 1985 Chicago Bears, what was his specialty? Defense! 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 Senator Ditka could be the secret weapon we need to finally win the war on terror. I can see it now. Senator Ditka strides onto the Senate floor and challenges Osama bin Laden, mano a mano, for the fate of the free world. Bin Laden, because he, like all human beings, is a Bears fan, accepts the offer, and the two meet in the hall of the World Court in The Hague. The coach limps out, a cigar in his mouth and a can of old Chicago beer in his hand, to conquer the beast. But, Lord, most of all, I want a TV commercial with voluptuous cheerleaders chanting, America is great and we all must defend it. Put Coach Ditka in the U.S. Senate. And then I want the coach's voiceover to bark, I'm Coach Ditka and I approve this ad. You got a problem with that?
Commentator Aaron Freeman follows politics and sports in Chicago.